24th of January 2020, Psalm 37, 3 to 6, 31 and 32. Put your trust in Yahweh and do right. Make your home in the land and live secure. Make Yahweh your joy, and He will give you your heart's desires. Commit your destiny to Yahweh, so confident in Him, and He will act, making your uprightness clear as daylight, and the justice of our cause as a noon. Wisdom comes from the lips of the upright, and his tongue speaks what is right. The law of his God is in his heart. His food will never slip. Today we meet Saint François de Sales in the liturgy. He lived from 1567 to 1622, held the office of bishop, became the founder of a religious order, and left spiritual writings that testify to his rich spiritual life. The best known and most valuable are the Philotea and Theotimus. François de Sales was considered the saint of gentleness, who struggled all his life to appease his angry nature. He was a good pastor and spiritual father of Saint Francis of Chantal. His teaching was not only related to religious, but should also help people who live in the world on the way to perfection. The Philotea in particular is extremely valuable and can still be read today by anyone who wants to deepen his spiritual path. Let us listen to him a little and try to take advantage of the collection of his wisdom sayings for us. The first is, "My past, I don't care anymore. It belongs to divine mercy. I forget what's behind me and reach out for what is in front of me," said St. Paul, the Apostle, in Philippians 3:13, whose feast of conversion we will celebrate tomorrow. It is not simply forgetting or even suppressing unpleasant things from the past, guilt and failure. This is not what is meant, but that this past was placed in the mercy of God, so that it was given to God. If the guilt in the Holy Confession was forgiven with the appropriate repentance, then God gives us a look ahead. He no longer counts our sins and does not throw them at us. The memory of guilt can now serve to have mercy on other people, to remind us again and again of God's forgiving love and to be vigilant on our way forward. So we can even use a sinful past. It should not grieve us with grief, and we should not, for example, through constant self-reproaches, bring them back and release them from the sea of God's mercy. In the worst case, even transfer them to the area of the prosecutor. This should be heeded carefully because it is the prosecutor who likes to use such situations to plague people accordingly. What applies to us also applies to other people. We must give them the chance to start again and not bind them to their past with our accusations. A second word. My future I don't care yet. It belongs to divine providence. This refers to the concerns about the future that often occupy our minds so unnecessarily and make us lose spiritual reality that God has a future in his hands. However, this should not only be a pious wish, but a vivid reality. This includes educating ourselves internally and refusing the worry spirit through our prayers. This word of the saint certainly does not mean the justified things that are our responsibility for shaping the future, but the unnecessary dealing with circumstances that we often do not have in our hands, but nevertheless with our thoughts circling around them. Here a basic act in trust in God is requested, which we should always do when we start to worry unnecessarily. A last saying, what cares and challenges me is today, but that belongs to the grace of God and the surrender of my goodwill. With this word, the saint comes to speak of the essentials. It is important to live today, in the now, in the kairos. We use it to shape the future. This presence is also permitted by God's grace. But here we are, the Lord's collaborators. Our devotion to him allows God that his grace can rule every moment of our lives. This will make our lives more relaxed and give them great trust. It becomes a serenity in the security of living in God's grace, combined with the attentiveness to take his guidance and to respond accordingly. This makes our life vigilant and focuses on the one thing that is most important, God above all, and to live in it. So every day becomes a mission of the Lord in large and small, in health and disease, in peace or in struggle. We learn to live in the kairos, that is, in the direct reality of God, in the now, in God, which has been opened wide for us by the Lord.
The Gradual, we hear, says, the mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. The law of his God is in his heart. Yeah.